This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the day after Halloween, and I'll tell you, this year, I got the most out of Halloween. You look like you did nothing last night, Andy. You look like you went to bed at around 9, and you're fully recharged.
Got a great night of rest, Nick Scarpino. Got a great night.
Here's how I know you're bullshitting me, right? Here's how my night went last night. Okay, went home, hung out with the missus. Walked around. I had a doctor's appointment. My shoulder's been bothering me a little bit, so I got that worked on a little bit.
Yeah, when are you going to be back on the field, though?
I mean, I don't know.
The question is, are you good to start or not?
No, I'm not good to start.
Okay, good.
Right now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not. But I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a fucking champion.
Sure.
So last night, I just walked around my neighborhood with the missus. I was dressed as a Ghostbuster. She was dressed as a normal human being. But it was so fun because it's the first time in a long time I've gone out during Halloween.
Really?
In my neighborhood. And it's cool because all the kids are out, all the businesses. I didn't realize they did this. It makes sense. But all the businesses have bowls
are
of
booming.
Candy.
Oh, that's cute.
Everyone's dressed up and they have put signs on that say, we welcome Halloween, trick-or-treaters. So all the kids around, 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock are all out in full costume, when it's still light outside. And so I walked around and saw all the kids. I was like, oh, this must be what it's like to have children. And it looks tiring, so then I went home.
Sure, yeah.
Ate dinner, got in my jammies. Around 10 o'clock, get a call from Andrea Renee.
Hell yeah. Right.
Scarpino, where are you? And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm at home. Of course I'm at home. Like, I thought about going to a mic, but it got canceled. And I was like, no, I'm just going to stay home. That's God's way of saying stay home and eat this one single solitary Reese's peanut butter cup that someone gave you, which you guys can see on my Instagram right now.
How good was it?
It was so fucking good.
Yeah, I bet.
And I ate that thing like, I ate it like I didn't.
What's your method? How do you do it?
If I have more than one, I put the whole thing in my mouth at the same time. Just go.
Oh, my God.
But if it's only one, okay. I take like a half a bite and then just savor it and then another half.
I do that too. Yeah, I do that too.
Andrea calls me and says, why aren't you here? To which I replied, where are you? I don't know where you're at. She goes, your office is throwing a party. There's a party happening at the Kinda Funny Studios right now. And I said, I didn't know about that. And she was like, how could you not know about it?
Yeah, you didn't.
And I said, well, Greg, technically I knew about it, but yeah. Greg said, hey, Nick, are you okay if we throw a party here? And I said, yeah, of course. Didn't hear anything about it. So basically, he asked if it was okay that there was a party here, but did not deign to invite me to the party.
Yeah, that's not true, though.
Everyone came, apparently had a great time. I heard you in the background screaming, I love everything.
Well,
I'm
I got into near Andrea's phone and I said, what a bitch, is what
I
said.
Yeah, that's what you called me. Is that what that was you?
Well, no. I mean, rumors are it was me.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Nick, yesterday before you left, you said I have a doctor's appointment and maybe I'll swing by for the party afterwards.
That was my way of getting an invite. And you guys were like, whatever, or just stay home, whatever. Yeah.
Well, as soon as you left, Joey and I were like, he's not coming. And like, we knew that there was zero chance that you were going to drop by. So to act like you weren't invited.
618 says, Nick has been talking about that party and how he didn't want to go for days. welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show, everyone. It's me and Andy and Kevin today. We're holding it down. Everyone's a little worse for the wear. Of course, Tim and Kevin had to wake up super freaking early today for that Nintendo Direct. And I assume it was worth it, Kevin?
Fuck no, man. That sucked.
I don't know why y'all do it to yourselves.
It was worth it because we had a lot of best friends watching. We had 3,200 people watching with us. So thank you for joining us.
For you that did.
Well, it's earlier for us, but you got to assume for them, they're maybe just waking up for work.
If you're in London, that's just perfect timing. Because it was 7 hours ago. It's 4 p.m. in London. That's how the time works. Kevin, what is this? You've brought this up. Official Kinda Funny Morning Scarpino Party Tracker.
JoJo in the chat put this up, and I really like it.
Let's bring.
Give me 2 seconds. Sorry, I have to fix up the.
While you do that, I'll do the whole rigmarole. Okay. Of course, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We do it on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. You guys can join us here. Guys and gals can join us here in the chat if you want to be there. Just like Gamesley said, what the hell is wrong with you? This Smash event was perfectly fine. The adventure mode is good. WTF. I think Kevin's just responding to the fact that it was 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, no, I'm not. I was very, very disappointed. That is not some shit that I want to play. And if you do, you have a bad opinion.
That's fair.
Jesus.
That's
hey,
fair.
Man. I'm coming here being honest. I'm not going to lie.
Gainsley. Hey, man. Gainsley. Listen to the guy. You have a bad opinion.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's not your fault. It's
Gainsley thought I was going to take their side. But actually, I didn't watch anything, really. I just woke up and heard that Chad is back. Chad the Piranha Plant is back.
When did Chad the Piranha Plant come back? He came back to Smash?
He's in the game for the first time.
He's a character.
I've often thought character. That the myth that you can't kill plants is accurate. And it's cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
I saw a really cool video, Nick, on Oddly Satisfying subreddit, one of my favorite subreddits.
It's great.
After NSFW GIF. The Oddly Satisfying
Gone Wild also
it was a yeah pretty good there was a cup of water with like a plant living inside of it, Nick, and then people dropped tobacco leaves in there that were like super gross and brown and like totally dead looking, and they dropped in the water and then it immediately started turning green.
Whoa, where is this? Find this.
I'll find it to you.
Find it and let's put that on the thing. Of course, if you guys are watching this a little later in life on YouTube, thank you so much. Make sure you like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and while you're at it, let's keep the conversation going there. Leave a comment in the comments below about, we're going to talk about Bad Boys for Life today, and it is everything. And let me know if it's everything on your side as well. Of course, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Quip and Robinhood. We'll get to that in a second, but before we do, it's housekeeping time.
Graphics aren't working.
Fantastic. First up on housekeeping, Extra Life this weekend. We've talked to you about it. We're going to keep talking to you about it. Go over to kindoffunny.com/lshirt if you guys want to support this. And you can't watch the 24-hour stream. You can buy a t-shirt. All the proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network. That's going to be fun. We are streaming at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So make sure you tune in to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames there. A little birdie told me that it's a possibility that one Josh McCuga might come up to play Josh Birdie.
Okay.
With us.
Well, did you hear the bad news?
What?
Alex Trebek was renewed through 2022.
This is some fucking bullshit. Well, great. Great. Gives us 2 more years to campaign.
Absolutely.
Sure. You're right.
That's a silver lining. We needed that time anyway.
Yeah, more preparation.
We needed it.
So I can't wait to meet him.
The thing is this.
I hope I'm here.
He's so cool, dude.
He is. He's just an amazing human being. What I'm saying is, Alex Trebek always had this air of like maturity to him. That'll give Josh 4 more years to try to figure out where that is.
Okay.
In his life.
Got it. How old is he?
I think he's a little younger than me.
He's
a couple years
younger. 35 going on 22?
Josh is a 16-year-old for sure.
Okay, got it.
For sure, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. We were talking in the room. You weren't here for the GOG. I wish you were, but everyone got hammered except for me because I wasn't drinking. But we were sitting in the room.
Just that one time
you were drinking. It's super quiet. And Josh just goes, are we doing cocktails or... And I was like, oh, this is good. I'm like, that one sentence, that one question, I'm like,
just
everyone's going to be hung
over. The world around.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was chaos. At one point, and I apologize to audio listeners because I do actually take full responsibility for how drunk everyone got. One point, everyone was talking. I just took a step back to marvel at what I had done, and everyone was just talking. No one was paying attention to each other. Tim had the slurry eyes, one of his eyes started drooping, looking down that way, and the other one started falling, and he was like, is that. Kevin, in his own world,
sure,
was in a place where he was half, I need to get the fuck out of here, and half, I want to talk so badly about what we're talking about, but I also need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He told Paula, hey, I'm drunk, you got to come pick me up. Paula's like, I'm not coming into this den of sin. I'm staying out there like a normal human being. You come out to me. Which was smart, because had she come in, she knows. If she had come in, we never would have left.
Yeah.
We would have kept it forever. So she was the one. Kevin was the linchpin. Once he left, we had to stop.
Oh, okay, got it.
But had she come in, it would have been a 6-hour podcast. So, blame Paula.
So, just kind of funny in a nutshell. Everybody, just all of us talking over each other.
Yeah, it was.
Cool.
Well, no, the first hour or two was great. It was just the last, really, 30 minutes where... Kevin,
oh, really
just a shit show. Just,
I mean, we had a bottle of vodka that was this big, and we finished it off. And by we, I mean everyone else. And again, I just like that. So, you know, remember in The
it's
Dark
like
Knight?
A four-year-old kid.
It's ridiculous. Maybe we drank a four-year-old kid.
Whoa.
Remember in the movie Dark Knight, where he's like, some people just want to watch wear a burn.
Why so serious?
That was me.
That part?
That was me.
Why'd you say that, though?
I just wanted to watch. I just wanted to see what happened if everyone got hammered.
You nailed it.
Dude. Oh, okay.
I just wanted to sit back and be like, they found the diamond in the kid's hut because some people just want what should we burn. They don't care about money.
It's a good scene. It's a cool, like, it's a cool piece of dialogue.
What was that? I want to know what that story was. Where he's like, Alfred was on some black ops mission from the UK, like SAS, and he was out like hunting like this guy down in South Africa. I want that movie.
You just have to watch Gotham, dude.
No. No. Nobody has to watch Gotham. Next up on housekeeping, if you go to kindoffunny.com/Taco Bell, that's right, I made that URL forward because dreams do come true. You can get the details on our Taco Bell IGN Kind of Funny cross stream tomorrow, 2 p.m. on IGN.com. This is actually, and this is what's fun about this, my first official return to IGN. Really? I have not been on a single solitary piece of IGN content since having left. And all it took was Fran quitting for me to be able to go back in.
And you've just been, you've been none the wiser.
What's funny is I haven't... People could tell me right now that I have been on, and I'd be like, I believe them, because I don't pay attention to
you. Really? Yeah, you just sort of did.
You might have been on.
Really?
I was racking my brain as the words were coming out of my mouth, and I'm like, am I lying to the audience right now? Have I been on an IGN piece of content?
You probably are. You lied.
I don't think I have, though. Chat, let me know if I have. I don't think I have. But either way, this is my triumphant return to IGN. We'll be streaming from 2 to 6 p.m. playing some fun games. I'll be in the chat. I'm moderating the chat, and it's possible that I may or may not go and steal multiple things off of Per Schneider's desk.
Zyger and a few other people say, what about the Mario Tennis? Now, that was our episode, even though
that was recorded here, though. That was recorded here.
And, our cut went up on their site.
And also, I'm pretty sure everyone cheated, because, that wasn't me. I don't understand why everyone keeps thinking I was here. I was out that day.
That's right.
I was in Philadelphia
there.
That day visiting some relatives.
What's
back on the East
chat
Coast.
Here? Jesus Christ.
I don't know, you got it on there. Who cares? Just throw that thing across the room right now. Oh, there it is. Party time. So that was my friend John L. Ace Esquire. He was here. And I don't understand why people keep confusing me with him.
It's just my mistake. I'd make it all the time, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a phone call real quick. I have to answer this.
Are you?
Hello? Oh, hey, John. We were just talking about you. That's so crazy. It's so weird. What's up? You're going to be in town on Saturday. Oh, man, you got to stop by the studio. It's going to be super fun. We're doing a whole stream. All right, man. Maybe I'll see you there. Boop.
Show me the call log.
What's up?
Andy, this is how he protects his belt.
Show me the
call
log.
What are you talking about? Oh, no. John says hi. He remembered you. He calls you Bandy, but I told him, whatever.
Let me see the call log.
What's up?
Hey, you're partying or what?
Dude, I got a party.
What?
I got a party. Kevin, bring this up. Is this thing?
What is his name? Shoujo?
Shoujo?
In the chat. Just put this link out there. No more information. Mm-hmm. But
I think it's on the subreddit, so we can see exactly who made it.
He's been tracking the caffeine that you're drinking every day for the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's the, it's that on that 25th day, 10, 25, 18, that looks like that would have been the one that you guys can go back. When I have the heart attack,
that could have been the one that killed you.
That's the one that's going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's crazy that I had on 10-12. Looks like that's when Tim brought me the second Starbucks, which has made him my friend again. That was cool.
What's the most, I guess there have been 3 days with a lot of Diet Coke consumed. The 8th?
My friend, how are you tracking this, though? Because I'm not filling it up all the way. Are you really paying attention to how much? This is a 20-ounce cup. I think that's inaccurate.
And you're also not necessarily finishing all of them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I am.
Oh, you are?
No,
oh,
yeah. I suck down. Let's put it this way. I haven't stopped working for 2 weeks straight. We got on a plane to Toronto on Friday and didn't get home till 11:30 on Sunday. I have not had a day off in a while. I'm up against the wall. So when Andrea called me and said, why aren't you at this party? I said, I've been around these people for 1,000 hours straight and I need a break. That's my Andrea. I need a break.
To clarify a few things, I'm only tracking. Yeah, so that person just added read the FAQ.
That's cool. Just type in here. Just type it in here.
Kevin, do me a favor.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you type in back what I say to you right now?
No.
Mind your own fucking business is what I'm going to say. Just type that back
it's
to him.
It's not working. Oh, comment only.
Tell him, can you type back to him? Stay in your fucking, get your thumb out of my eye.
No.
To clarify a few things, I'm only tracking amount consumed while on camera for the morning show. And this includes drinks he either finishes drinking or begins drinking throughout roughly 1 hour length of each show. For example, if he has a half-consumed venti iced coffee when the camera starts rolling, I'm counting the whole thing. Same as if he cracks open a third Diet Coke on the show, finishes, I'm counting that as a full Diet Coke. Also, if he's pouring from a 2 liter, then I'm estimating the pours and amounts shown in the log table. It's just easier to gauge total intake that way. Sorry. I'll be honest with you. I was hoping that there would be some scientific flaw in that in that paragraph.
No.
Flawless.
He fucking
got me.
He has you dead to rights.
He got
dude.
Me dead to rights.
Jesus.
The real question is, what is this doing to my body?
What is the like?
What's your
the
conclusion
deadly
here?
Limit of caffeine.
Yeah. What? Where is it? Where is it? Don't type. Read the damn. There you go.
He's cleaning out. I love this. I love it. He's so
getting real time.
You know
updates.
What this reminds me of? It's like Arrival. Like we figured out how to talk to the alien, and now he's typing back.
Boo boo. Yeah. Boo, no, it's boo, like contact.
Yeah, it's like contact. Yeah. That's not the crazy thing. The crazy thing is 5 hours of static. Okay, that doesn't fucking prove anything. You weirdo. Read the first paragraph. Our favorite producer seducer, Nick Scarpino, consumes a lot of caffeine. Thought I'd take it upon myself to track his consumption of this party juice on the morning show with a little data visualization. Keep in mind, the daily recommended dose of caffeine is 300 milligrams. So it looks like on average, I am blasting past that just in the morning.
Sure. On average, yeah.
I'm scared.
Because, I mean, again, this is only what you're doing in the morning. There are several times where I walk by your office on the way to the kitchen and you know, have another giant Starbucks in your hand, another big thing of Diet Coke, mm-hmm. another Red Bull. Like, you know, we get loaded.
We fucking party here.
And then when we were really into the in reviews,
yeah.
That's when like more pops up, you know. And that's when you really, really see the dark side of you.
I am gonna take this as a sign that it's time to stop partying.
Just slow down a bit.
Maybe slow down a bit. Maybe I need to go back to what I used to do before, which is one venti iced coffee in the morning, fill it up with water, and then not drink Diet Coke anymore.
Keith Richards snorted his dad's ashes. You could be a partier all your life.
That's a myth. Nick.
Is that a myth?
He did what? Snorted his dad's ashes?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think that's a myth.
That's cool.
Because, like, I mean, still they party so much.
Mm. Keith Richards is also a millionaire who has a lot of good healthcare, probably.
Alive?
I have no fucking idea. I don't know how Keith Richards is still alive. But he's alive and he's still doing Pirates of the Caribbean movies, which is strange as shit.
Barely in it.
Aren't they recasting
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
I heard about that. I didn't actually. Did you guys read that news story?
I mean, I looked at it.
What did they say?
I just looked at it.
Oh, yeah. I saw the headline with him in a hat. He was like bald.
I opened the article and I glanced at it, but
can,
I didn't.
Can you Google Johnny Depp sucks
information
and just see what happens?
Keith Richards says, "I snorted my father." Washington Post, 2007.
I snorted my father. Has acknowledged consuming a raft of illegal substances in his time, but this may be this may top them all. In Stone's guitarist said he had snorted his father's ashes mixed with cocaine. That's baller as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That is baller as fuck, and it also probably really super bad for you. Really bad for you.
What is this?
I just put Johnny Depp sucks and see what happens. Johnny Depp's weird as fuck now, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Click on that image of Ricky Gervais. What does that say? What? The one, it's like three down, right there, over one. What does that say? Being famous means having to hear idiots who have never met you, but who think you know they know you, tell you you've changed. Okay, well, that's not as good as I thought it was going to
be.
All right.
Pretty underwhelming, that quote. Yeah.
Also, you changed a lot.
Ricky Gervais? I don't think he has.
I was just kidding.
Ricky Gervais has been pretty true to himself.
I was being that guy.
Let's really talk about tips, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the money.
I was going to say that. Me
today.
We. No. I'll figure it out.
Nah, we're low energy today.
You keep reading.
Thank you. You work on that. If you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, we'll take those tips as always. Poor as usual. I got to go live on this thing. I don't know why this doesn't. Come on, live, baby. What's that?
I don't think there's any tip.
I don't think so either, but it's a. There we go. Got a little. There it is. There was one tip. Eric Myers, 93, said, "Hey, guys. Today is my wife, Christiana's, and I's 4-year wedding anniversary. Woo! And through the magic of iTunes, we're hearing this as we drive to my brother's wedding right now. Just wanted to say happy anniversary to the best player to a guy could ask for." That's
happy anniversary to you.
We can't see that anymore.
Really?
The happy birthday
open
thing.
Open domain.
Is it? Happy anniversary to you. Four years, great year.
Let's talk about tips, baby. Yeah. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the money that you'll give me. So let's party.
There it is.
Let's talk about tips. Hell yeah,
that's
baby.
That's what I'm talking about right now.
I'm here now, Nick.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Are you here? Are we eating goldfish on the show today?
I'm fucking tired, man. I'll be honest with you.
I'm so tired.
I'll be honest with you.
I hate that I'm still here right now.
I feel great.
Those goldfish yesterday were incredible.
The Mickey Mouse goldfish?
I had a weird sort of brain fart when I was looking at the bag. It said cheddar flavored.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what the fuck is it normally?
Yeah.
Exactly, Kevin.
What the fuck?
So these were all snacks given to us by Big Core on Twitter. He always like supplies us with snacks and keeps our bellies
keeps
full.
Keeps it going.
And, yeah.
Are there still regular goldfish somewhere in the kitchen?
Yes, there's little snack size bags.
Yeah, those aren't as good as the big ones.
So when I looked at I was like, cheddar flavored Mickey Mouse, maybe it's not always cheddar flavor. Is it? Well, and then I looked at the small box of the snacks, I was like, oh,
no,
it's always cheddar
flavor. This is the problem, this is the confusion, right? Is that when I first got back into goldfish after a long hiatus, I walked to my local corner store and I walked in and I was like, shit, I can't remember which one I used to get. I didn't know if it was the regular crackers, the cheddar blast.
No, cheddar blast.
The rainbows.
Rainbows are fun.
So I got the cheddar blast because, like, oh, it's probably the cheddar blast. Too much cheddar.
Yeah, way too much.
Way
too sharp.
The rainbow ones aren't great because they each taste different, and I don't like that. I don't respect it.
You know what I learned yesterday?
Cheddar goldfish are the best.
With Tom Hawkins here visiting, he had never eaten candy corn. So he tried candy corn. He was like, yeah, it reminds me of fudge back home.
Fudge.
And to which all of us said, what are you talking about? Like, so their fudge is not what our fudge is.
Yeah.
Like, our fudge is just chocolate, right?
Our fudge is like
their
very
fudge
sugary
is just
chocolate,
like,
yeah.
Their fudge is just like a sugar sort of candy thing.
That's caramel. That's not fudge.
He was saying that this here is like our fudge back home.
Why? Okay. Why do they have to be so different?
I don't know,
man. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's fucking stupid.
Metric system, driving on the wrong side of the fucking road, weird accents. Why do they have to be so different from us?
I'll be honest with you, Nick.
I don't get it.
After being in London for quite a while, right? I was over there for a few years.
Yeah.
Getting used to driving on the left side of the road or being in Ubers or taxis that were on the left side of the road.
It's so crazy to me that you didn't pick up an accent the entire time you were there because you were there for so long.
Well, you know, it kind of drifts in and out.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Okay. It's when you're drunk, it comes back because you remember.
And then I started playing Forza Horizon 4, which is based in London.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you go to some of Edinburgh and, you know, you're kind of just all around that countryside.
Makes sense.
And driving on the left side of the road there has really confused me now that I'm in Red Dead and I'm in my little horse.
Yeah.
And I'll drive on the left side of the road and people get pissed off at me.
Well, I mean, they didn't really define where you're at in Red Dead, right? You could be in London.
No, I mean, you're in America. Yeah. Yeah,
you could
defined.
Be like, you could be in the city of London, right?
Yeah, it kind of tells you there's a map.
It's pretty defined.
They just wanted you to be like, it's like, hey, man, this is Wild West anywhere. It could be England, Wild West, right?
No. It's pretty, yeah, they let you know, like, this is the Midwest, and then you'll go to, like, New Orleans here, and, you know.
But isn't there a guy named Dutch?
Yeah.
That's confusing.
Why?
Because he's not Dutch.
He's making a point, dude. He's making a point. Holy
Why
shit.
Would you call a guy Dutch if you didn't want it set in Holland?
Tom Holland.
Tom Hawkins. 6 degrees
Comes
of Tom Hawkins.
There it is.
With your weird ass fudge. All right, we'll stow tips for now. Oh, Ron gave us one more tip. It said popcorn sandwiches. Pork chop sandwiches. Popcorn sandwiches. Pork chop sandwiches sounds great.
I'd be down to try some popcorn sandwiches.
Me too. Waylander 90 gave us 500 cheers and staying up till 2 a.m. for this show was the best decision I've made in weeks. Hope this little thing makes it through the wall. And he gave us a clip, Kevin, if you want to check that out.
You should have gone to sleep, Waylander. I don't know why you're awake right now.
Waylander's like, this is, I can't, I just heard them talk about
whatever.
Red Dead Redemption is not set in America. And that's clearly fucking not true.
What are we watching?
I don't know. What's the clip look like, Kev?
It's 10 seconds, and I'm going to watch it.
Let's go, baby.
You're going to give us a shot? All right, give it a shot,
Kevin.
Kev.
Give him a pass. Let's go. Let's go, doggy dog. Oh, it's a bop it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Do it.
That was great.
That was good.
That was really, really good.
Hey, man.
Do it.
Man. Waylander 90. Good job.
That's did a great not clip. See where that was going.
I was like, okay, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was gonna happen.
You think we're gonna get claimed like Mr. Bucket claimed us?
Oh yeah, probably.
No, probably not, because at this point, I think everyone has just realized that you can use the trilogies with however you want, the prequels however you want.
Oh no, I meant the music.
Oh, for the Bop It?
Yeah.
No, the Bop It people are cool.
How do you know that?
My homies Bop It.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Oh, come on. You really think the Bop It people are gonna be like those fucking hacks over at Mr. Bucket? Those fucking wastes of life that run the Mr. Bucket
company. Oh my god, Jesus.
Those assholes that claimed us for a fucking commercial that's 30 years old.
He's calling it how it is.
Legacy content, dude.
Legacy content, my ass. Do they even fucking sell Mr. Buckets anymore?
Probably.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, they do.
Tim bought one.
Oh yeah, Tim did buy one, yeah. It's on the desk, actually.
I'll just say this. The toy is unsafe, and you shouldn't let your kid play with it. Uh-huh. Your kid's gonna choke on that fucking thing. Uh-huh. You want your kid to choke? You like your kid breathing? Don't buy Mr. Buckets.
Yep. Wow.
I'll say it right there.
It's a strong stance.
I can't back that with any scientific data, and I might be joking.
He spits out those balls. He spits out those balls.
Yeah, your kid's gonna right into your kid. Fucking kid's mouth.
Put them in his mouth.
Do you want balls in your kid's mouth?
Come on.
Hmm. What kind of parent are you? Just saying. Go. You want to buy a real toy for your kids? Get them a Bop It. Sure. Hell they probably wow. can't jump over it because they're too small for it right now.
We're starting a war, huh?
Oh, dude. War of escalation. War
Skip
of
attrition. It is different than Bop It.
Well, this is a Bop It.
Yeah.
Skip it's the one I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, get him a Skip It too. Get him a Skip It and see if they can fucking curl it over their head like Chewbacca.
Who is Mr. Bucket owned by?
Assholes.
Mattel or?
Super assholes.
Milton Bradley. Okay, what about Bop It?
Fucking Bradley.
Bop It is owned by Hasbro.
Yeah, Hasbro's the shit, dog.
So Hasbros.
Hasbros.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, that could be our new wrestling name.
Yeah.
The Hasbros.
Hasbros.
Write that down.
So you come out with a Skip It, I come out with a Bop It.
Yeah.
And that's like our special move.
Greg!
Do we have to include him?
Greg!
No, he's quitting the assholes.
Yeah, I'm quitting the assholes and I'm going to the Hasbros.
Yeah. I'm in it. I'm in, dude.
Well, you guys can keep giving us tips. We're going to go into a quick news story right now.
3.2 out of 5 rating on Amazon for Bop It.
Way too low.
It's way too low.
Yeah.
Who are these people fucking rating this?
Well, they're idiots.
I heard you need someone to save a failing show. It's me, Greg Miller. How are you, Andy? God, you do look like you're hungover as fuck. What happened to you last night? What happened to your life?
Miller, move towards
Do you ever
the
think about it, Andy? Do you ever think about it?
Greg, can I pitch you on an idea?
You sure can, Nick.
We were just talking, and we came up with a new tag team name, the Hasbros. And we use all sorts of old Hasbro toys and
sure.
cartoons and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, of course.
To win matches. What do you think about that?
Wait, you're the Hasbros, like professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
And you use the old toys to
like
win matches.
Like Skip It? We skip. Ah! Like Corolla. Well, like
but, okay, sure. But like, Chewbacca I don't think Skip It was a Hasbro toy.
Bop It was.
Okay, fair.
So we That's fair.
I mean, I'm just. It's one of those, like. The bit can be is yours using 80s toys, right? It doesn't have to be, but I think you should start
with the Hasbros.
I think you should do it as the Hasbros. You only use Hasbro toys, but then eventually you do something that's not Hasbros and it doesn't matter.
It's because we're taking down Mr. Bucket owned by Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
They're the rivals.
Milton Bradley.
I was going to say, you know who your rivals are? The Parker Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
We could also be the Parker Brothers. That's pretty good.
Well, no, the rivals.
Who did the board games? Who did all the board games?
That was Milton Brothers? Bradley and Parker Brothers, yeah.
Parker Brothers, that could be fun. Because we could say, hey, we're gonna board you like a border collie.
Skip It is Hasbro as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong on that one. I'd like to be Team Kenner.
You're gonna be Team Kenner?
Yeah, that way I can have the real Ghostbuster toys.
Okay.
Star Wars too, I think.
We can all be Team Kenner. That's the thing. The thing about the Hasbro.
I'd rather not.
And this is what I'm saying to you right now. Greg, I'm gonna pitch you on one of the best ideas I've had all the time. We're thinking two-dimensional. We could be thinking three-dimensionally.
Okay. Fireball Island, Mousetrap.
Beyond. The realm of conceivability that our mother had more than two children.
Oh my god.
There could be three Hasbros.
Oh my god.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
Everyone always says tag team, only could be two people. I say, screw you.
Now we're building a stable.
Now we're going to have a stable of the Hasbros. Yeah. And that we could be, what was the one you said before?
Parker Brothers?
Nope.
Milton Bradley?
Kenner. Nope. Kenner.
Kenner.
Team Kenner.
Sure.
Yeah. Kenner was the one that made.
But there's just there's no wordplay with that. Like
Kenner?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just inviting Greg because he wins more than you.
Who's afraid of getting fucked? Not the Kenner. There you go. That's a good play right there.
Who's afraid of getting fucked? Not Kenner.
Is that the catchphrase?
Not Kenner. That's our catchphrase.
That's the team's catchphrase.
Okay. I mean, not hey, here today, gone tomorrow, the Hasbros.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah, Hasbros, you know, like the Has-Bens.
Has-Bens, you know, that's fun. We're ultimate heels on that one. But no, Team Kenner, don't fuck with us.
Nick, on a scale of 1 to 10 at Extra Life on Saturday, how excited are you to play Ghostbusters Monopoly with me?
The second I bought it, I was like, this is going to be the best thing that we do all year.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I don't know how to play Monopoly. I can't imagine that it's that
hard. I'll crush you.
But I think we should play. You should coach me.
Okay.
Similar to how John Candy was coaching the guy in Stripes on how to play poker and just kept taking all of his money.
Sure.
Yeah. That's how I feel like that should go.
Okay.
Kenner Parker was acquired by Tonka in 1987. Kenner Products was reconstituted as a division. Tonka was purchased by the toy company Hasbro in mid-1991.
Oh, my God. So Kenner is Hasbro.
Yeah.
Einhorn
Where does McFarlane Toys fit into all this now?
Let me figure
Kenner
out.
Toys. Did they do the He-Man toys?
I wasn't brand aware enough when I was playing with He-Man toys.
Kenner He-Man action figures, yeah.
Kenner did this.
Yeah.
From the documentary, I remember that.
Yeah, that's cool.
The toys that made us?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, a different one. It was Masters of the Universe.
Gotcha.
It's a really good documentary. Have you seen it? I recommended it to Jared. He watched it because he listens to me.
Yeah.
It's basically, it's actually absolutely
fascinating. Jared's a sincere human. When Jared says, hey, I'll follow up about that, or you say, hey, you should do this, both those things will happen.
Yeah.
Whereas with us, just no.
No, I placate people. People go, hey, you should play us. I go, okay.
Exactly. Thanks. All right.
And they go,
well, I definitely
will. You should play the messenger? I go, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
What do you know?
You started the messenger.
I did. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, actually.
Oh, you started it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I did.
Awesome.
It's a
great game.
It's a really good game. It's
fucking awesome.
There you go, Greg.
I'm going to go back to Games Daily.
Are you doing Axl Rose right now?
Sweet child of mine.
He does a little neck thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. The one day that I figured out I could do that, I felt just like. Yeah, I felt like I had to fucking climb Mount Everest.
I can't do it.
It's just early in the morning, dude.
Yeah, you're hungover.
It's early in the morning.
Your tongue's too fat when you're hungover.
And the news.
Oh yeah.
Okay, well, you can cut it anytime you want with that news graphic. Oh wait, it's not working? That sucks.
Oh it is. No. What? Look at that. It's just a still image.
That's dope.
What's
it's like Saturday Night Live when they pause and they cut back and it's just a shot of Steve Martin, like cool.
Oh and yeah. Cut,
and
then
he walks out, he's like, ladies and gentlemen, the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Good song, man.
Great song. Top and probably only on the news stories right now. Martin Lawrence is a bad boy for life. Confirms return to Bad Boys 3 via Instagram. If you roll down there, give me the post, goddammit.
I could have sworn that this movie, I mean, haven't they talked about this for a long time?
He was never confirmed.
Oh, okay.
So the article reads, here we go. The Bad Boys are officially back together. The long gestating Bad Boys 3 received the green light from Sony last month with Will Smith on board, but a big question mark remained around the franchise co-star Martin Lawrence, who remained a holdout for as long as Bad Boys 3 has been rumored. But now Lawrence's return is seemingly confirmed, with the actor set to reprise his role as Detective Marcus Burnett in Bad Boys for Life. In an Instagram post showing Martin Lawrence and Will Smith reunited, Lawrence confirmed his involvement in Bad Boys for Life, the third film in the Gonzo action franchise, Bad Boys. And if you see it down here, if you scroll down, Kevin, scroll down.
It's official. There. Bad Boys for Life.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
We back.
He said, it's official, Bad Boys for Life. Look at how good Martin Lawrence and Will Smith still look.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is always the wild card for me, right? Are we going to get the Ghostbusters, or are we going to get the old, we quit smoking, we have kids, we don't party anymore, we're kind of fat and our hair is too boofy, Ghostbusters 2? And we're getting fucking streamlined Bad Boys in this.
Like, just efficient.
Look at how good Martin Lawrence looks.
Yeah.
Look at how good Will Smith looks. You tell me you can't be like, I'm Mike Lowry and sell that shit to you one more time? Yeah, you can't, doggy dog.
Do you think they dye their hair?
No, they're just fucking
It's crazy.
Beautiful human beings.
I thought I'd seen a video with Will Smith. He had a lot of
gray. A lot of grays.
He's got a little bit of gray.
I just don't see anything right there.
Well, like when he grows a beard out, he's got gray. I mean, maybe the costumer or the makeup person dyes it a little bit. But man, I'll tell you, I'm so jacked for this. Fuck, I don't know why they didn't make more of these. I have to imagine it's because Martin Lawrence kind of had a meltdown. But That was like years before Bad Boys, wasn't it?
Wait, he had a med.
Wasn't that after?
Was it after Bad Boys?
He had a meltdown?
He had a bad reaction to some medication he was taking and like ran into the middle of a street, like swearing and sweating, and then passed out.
Did he not get caught with a prostitute?
No, that was Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy got caught with a prostitute. Eddie Murphy, there were the big prostitute scandals were Eddie Murphy and Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant got super caught, and then everyone gave him a pass because he's just so goddamn charming. And people were like, well, did you get caught with a prostitute? And he's like, I did. And everyone's like, we forgive you.
Well, yeah, also he was on Letterman talking about it.
So this is from the Los Angeles Times. Comedian Martin Lawrence runs in the street, yells at cars with a pistol in his pocket. Comedian Martin Lawrence ran into traffic on busy Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks on Tuesday, cursing and screaming on oncoming cars until he was taken away by police and hospitalized. Authorities and witness said, Lawrence, let's see, what does he say? After police restrained Lawrence, a witness, Lawrence has a handgun. Police, do we know why this happened though? Can you scroll down a little bit?
Had a handgun in his pants and pocket.
Is there an update to the story? Lawrence is...
I doubt there's an update.
I mean, it's an old story. This happened years ago. When is this dated?
1996.
96? Doctors found Mr. Lawrence to be suffering from a case of complete exhaustion and dehydration, the statement said. Yeah, so he was just... I don't think he was... But, if I remember correctly, I don't think he was abusing any substances. I think he just was in a bad spot.
I think Dave Chappelle has done interviews where he talks about how, like, this was such a big hit for him because he was... Martin Lawrence is, like, one of the, like, the strongest emotionally... like emotionally strongest people that he's ever known, and when this happened, he was like, "That was when he started to step back and be like, hey, there's something wrong with Hollywood that it pushes people too far."
Yeah, that makes sense. But
that would seem like that would be way too early for that to happen.
Well, no, Martin Lawrence was huge.
No. I mean,
he was
like,
huge in the 90s.
I mean, for Chappelle to be so self-reflective, because I feel like that didn't happen
he's a fucking genius.
I feel like that didn't happen until like season
early
2003 of Chappelle's Show or whatever.
Season 2.
Yeah.
It was season 2, because that's when he decided to take a break. They did season 3 without his permission.
But, like, season 2 wasn't in 1996, is what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Not What's Good said, Hugh cheated on Elizabeth Hurley. He was an asshole.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's right. He was married to Elizabeth. Damn, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
That's your loss, Hugh.
Fuck Hugh.
That's a Curb Your Enthusiasm joke
like,
right there.
Fuck you.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, good show.
Let's see, Rim Job Jim Bob said, so we're looking at 22-year-old news stories right now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where this show's gone.
There's nothing happening today.
We're doing investigative reporting.
Yeah, motherfucker. Right now, everyone always goes, oh, Nick, you don't prepare for the show. You don't do follow-up news stories with stuff. You're not smart. You're not a journalist. And I say, yeah.
You're right.
I'm not.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
But what I am is someone who wants goldfish crackers right now. And that would be amazing. What if I told you, if I just made a quick call, I'm going to button this up real quick. I'm going to button it up.
Thanks, man.
I could get a bowl of goldfish crackers here in the next 5 minutes. What would I tell you? What would you say?
5 minutes?
Yeah. 50 seconds?
Yeah.
Clue Greg! We need goldfish crackers!
He's editing, so he might have headphones on. Clue Greg!
Someone will tell him.
Joey's watching the show.
Is Joey here?
Yeah.
Yo, is there one of those little tiny bags of goldfish crackers still?
So. On top of the fridge, yeah, there should be.
Let's bring that in here real quick. Thanks, Cool Greg.
Let's check that out. Let's investigate
it. Let's just smell it.
We've been doing investigative journalism all morning.
Where do you come down on Bad Boys as the best series of movies ever made?
I just don't remember them. I barely remember part two, and part one is like just not even in my brain. I was too young when I watched them. It was a movie that like my brother and my dad watched, and I was just in the room, you know? What are you Googling?
Bad Boys. I forget who directed it.
Michael Bay.
So this was.
Somebody says part two is bad.
Oh my fucking! Get him on the stall.
Just time about for 10 minutes.
Was it wait? Were there regular
Walter
ones?
Polka
what is this? What is this? What is this?
Yeah, these are the regulars.
What is this baked zesty one? Should we try this?
It's a mix. It's a mix of a bunch of different flavors.
I don't know if I like the mix.
That. That's not cool.
I mean, it's like a flavor smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
G a D at the end.
Board.
Okay, got it.
Like it's put on a board.
Okay.
And presented to you. No? Let's try it.
It's gonna be like Russian roulette. Which one are you gonna get?
I'm gonna get all
the ultimate zest, the Parmesan and the cheddar.
The thing about Bad Boys is not a good movie, but a fun movie. Not pretending to be a good movie. The whole plot of the movie is based on the fact that Martin Lawrence is trying to get Tia Leone to believe he's Will Smith. Which in no world would anyone believe.
I'm too old for this shit.
But Bad Boys 2 is legit a better movie than Bad Boys 1. The action's better. The plot's better. Will Smith's arms are bigger. We see more of his family life, which is great. The kids are great.
That's a huge factor, having the bigger arms, Nick.
Huge factor.
Yeah.
Huge. I think we gotta do Bad Boys in Review, leading up to Bad Boys for Life. I'm also a little disappointed that they called it 4 instead of the number 4. But that's just...
Wait, what?
What do you mean?
Because it's Bad Boys, F-O-R.
But life. There was never a 3.
Yeah, there's no 3.
But it'd be cool if they made this as... That's a good point. You but, like, isn't that disappointing to you, though?
Maybe, like...
This should have been Bad Boys 3, and then they make another one Bad Boys for Life.
What about in life, the letter E is a 3?
Hell yeah. That would have gotten me.
Would have gotten you, Kev?
Yep.
That is a good idea.
You're making a lot of good points, Andy. Thanks, what could the third one have been called, though? Bad Boys 3, Pete? Bad Boys Again? Bad Boys Ride?
My Trilogy? Like easier G, you know?
That was really good. That was really good. It was terrible, but it was good.
Thrill my G.
Andy, you brought this next story up.
I did, yeah.
What is it?
Huge news, Nick.
Huge?
Huge.
Huge.
Guys, there's a Meg sequel on the way.
I didn't see the first one.
We all saw it. One? I mean, so the thing about the...
You went and saw the Meg without me?
We all did. You were there. So the thing now, Nick, is that this confirms the continuation of the disaster podcast.
If I was there, can you remind me how it started and then the middle and then how it finished?
Yeah, so it starts off and he's just like, oh my God, it's a megalodon.
It's a mega shark. It's a mega shark. Fudge tastes like candy corn.
What accent is that? That's just god awful.
Well, I couldn't do it because I had the goldfish.
Oh, goldfish in your mouth. Okay.
Yeah,
he's like, it's a megalodon. And then fucking, Dwight from The Office is there as well.
Oh, and they're, really?
Yeah.
Rainn Wilson?
Rainn Wilson's looking at him. Who could say, Kevin, at this point?
Off-putting.
We'll see what happens in part 2.
Great.
He's weird to put in the movies, though, because he's just too goofy.
But now we can continue.
Geostorm podcast.
We can continue the Geostorm podcast. So now we'll be on episode 8. Because people, after episode 7, were just waiting with bated breath.
Is Elise still part of this fantasy?
Yes. She's part of the Doppler gang.
Great. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is we'll call her in on Saturday. We'll do that podcast officially.
Okay.
We'll do the first official 8th episode.
Okay.
Of the podcast. Cool. You know, I think I'm the only person who actually legitimately saw Hurricane Heist and Geostorm.
You saw Hurricane Heist?
Fuck yeah, I saw. I watched all of Hurricane Heist.
I think it's available on Amazon?
I'm pretty sure they're handing out copies of Hurricane Heist in the fucking streets right now. They're just desperate for anyone to watch.
Please, anybody for the
Hurricane
love of
Heist. What a bad movie. But what a fun bad movie Hurricane Heist was.
So it's redeemable in some way.
It's fun. It's got Maggie Grace in it, who I like.
I don't know how that
it's got the guy who was in Rock and Roller, who's super British, doing the worst Southern accent I've ever heard in my life. But then it's got, I think, the guy from True Blood's in it too, and he's good.
The Hurricane Heist font looks exactly like Fast and Furious. I hate it.
It's all the same shit. Hurricane.
Are we done with this Meg thing?
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
Sure.
Look up the poster for Hurricane Heist, Kevin.
It is Fast and Furious. That's exactly what it is.
The font is identical to Fast and Furious. It's upsetting. And you know that they think we're dumb, Nick.
They do think we're dumb, but it got me to watch it.
Yeah, they think that, like, oh, this is the audience we're going after.
Oh, my God.
That is Fast and Furious.
I didn't believe you guys.
That's litigious right there. I mean, not litigious. That should get them sued.
Somebody just looked up on defont.com Fast and Furious font. That's they all totally they did.
And they were like, here's what they did.
They presented three
options. They presented three options, and they all look relatively the same, and the producer literally said this, I don't care.
Yeah, who They're all gives great. A shit?
Who gives a flying fuck? The car, by the way, in this movie is this, like, souped-up car that he has because, get this, he researches hurricanes.
Oh.
So he needs to have this souped-up car. And then you think, oh, this car is going to be a huge deal in the movie and a big plot point. It's not.
From the director of Fast and the Furious. But still, use a different font.
Which director? Rob Cohen?
The first one.
Yeah, it's Rob Cohen. You know, we give him credit because, you know.
He started it all. Pump the brakes.
Stop doing that, Nick. Stop giving credit to people that start it all. It's when it gets reimagined it becomes a thing.
That's fair.
Like Tokyo Drift.
So Toby Keeble is in this movie, and he does the world's worst Southern accent. It's almost insulting. It's like he's making fun of Southerners the entire time, but it's made up for by Ryan Quentin, who plays his brother, who is the guy from True Blood. He was like the brother on True Blood, and he's really good. He's British, but he does a great accent. A great Louisiana accent.
They can... Blah, blah, British people can kill.
Well, this other guy's
American
British,
accents.
So he sucks. He's a terrible accent. Terrible. But I liked him in Rock and Roller, so I give him a pass. What is this? You brought this next news story up to my attention.
Yeah, we're just
talk,
getting... We're just
you
getting,
talk for a while I eat.
We're just getting excited for Season 8, Nicholas.
Good job. Season 8. Wait,
when is it happening, though? 2019?
It's still, you know, it's still 2019. It's very, very...
Why don't they know?
Very up in the air.
They don't tell us.
Is it because they have nothing else on HBO that anyone gives a shit about?
The most notable battle sequence from Game of Thrones is the Battle of the Bastards, which took place in Season 6, Episode 9. Spoilers. Nah, we won't go into spoilers.
We can go into spoilers.
Jon Snow fought people, you know how it goes.
Good enough. That's all you got.
Peter
say.
Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister, says that the fight scene in the final season says it's brutal. It makes Battle of the Bastards look like a theme park.
I'm so
Nick, we're so close to the end of this goddamn story. I never thought we'd see the day. I thought it would get dragged on until it got bad and got canceled.
Yep.
We're so close, dude. And it just doesn't feel like it's real.
You're not wrong, by the way, because I could have sworn I was like, oh my God, so excited for Westworld Season 2. And it just did not work for me.
Right, yeah.
But the fact that they're actually going to end this the right way is going to make this probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, accomplishments ever done on a cable television network.
Fact.
It's going to be, this is going to go down in history as the top five best shows of all time.
Battle of the Bastards fight took 25 days to shoot. This new sequence shot outside for 55 nights. Then continue filming in the studio for weeks afterwards.
Damn.
Jeez Louise.
Here's what I'm saying. My theory, and I don't think I'm wrong in this, is that they're holding Game of Thrones because they don't have a ton of other series. Someone brought up Ballers. Of course Ballers is great, but they film Ballers in like 5 days. All The Rock does is he shows up and wears cool clothes and drives around in cars, gets a little angry sometimes, knocks it out of the fucking park. Rock, if you're watching this, I will watch that show until the day I die because it's great. It is great. But Game of Thrones, legit, fantastic. It sounds like they're actually throwing as much resources into this to end it the right way.
Yeah, well, they're...
That's great.
I think they came out recently and said that the final season was almost several movies, a set of movies that was going to be released in theaters.
For Game of Thrones?
And they decided that, like, no, we have to end it where it started with HBO.
Come on,
that's a good call. Yeah. That's a good call.
But imagine how crazy of an event that would be. Like, can you imagine going
five
to see
movies, 1 month apart each?
Going
That'd
to
be
see the
wild.
Right, dude?
Yeah,
that'd be insane. Box
I'd
office
go.
Wise would be fucking nuts.
I'd go.
Yeah, same here.
But I also, you know, be better. Just Watch getting it. Them on the service that I'm paying for.
Or just like on a giant screen would be really cool.
Or just
too.
On a screen where I can watch them after I come back from comedy on Sunday nights.
Pro athlete. Pro athlete in chat says Game of Thrones is not good. Just gonna time him out.
Yeah,
real
go ahead
quick.
And ban him.
Give
and
him 10 minutes. Give him
Here's
the
what you need to do:
timeout.
Ban him and ban anyone in a 3-person radius of him.
Because that was the only way to teach people.
That's the only way to teach people. While you're banning people, ladies and gentlemen, let me take a second out of our busy day to tell you about our sponsors. The first of which is Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brush our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. Quip has a sensitive sonic vibrations. Why? Because people brush their teeth too dang hard and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. This is gentle enough on your sensitive gums. Quip has a built-in 2-minute timer, which pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides, helping guide a full and evenly clean mouth. Why? Because up to 90% of us don't brush for the full 2 minutes. I'm not going to point fingers, but these guys probably don't do that. And don't clean evenly. Quip has a multi-use cover mount to your cover that mounts to your mirrors and unmounts to slide over your bristles for an on-the-go brushing. Why? Because decluttering your sink is important to them. It declutters your sink or cabinet and makes traveling with an electric toothbrush easier. Quip doesn't require a clunky charger. It runs for 3 months on one charge. Pretty fantastic. They shipped us one. I tried it. I like it a lot. It looks good on the countertop and...
Looks very industrial.
I like the fact that it actually times... I don't want to think about stuff. Left to my own devices, I will brush... For 10 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I will go, I'm clearly done. It's fine. This is just, take all the thought process. It's like when you're the president of the United States and they pick the clothes you wear so you don't have to think about that one thing.
Yeah. That's I actually told is. You about that.
I told you about that. Mm. I think I brought that to the table. Yeah. That's why we love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you get your first refill pack for free. with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/KFMS. Our next sponsor is Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. This is a very non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Simple and intuitive, clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. They have easy-to-use charts, easy-to-understand charts and marketing data so you can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. Robinhood's web platform also lets you view stock collections and, like 100 most popular sectors like entertainment and social media, and curated categories like female CEOs and analysts' ratings of all buy, hold, sell for every stock. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio with Robinhood right now because they're giving you a great deal. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at morningshow.robinhood.com. That's morningshow.robinhood.com.
Sorry.
That was well-timed.
Thanks. I was trying to get it like where you weren't speaking.
No, I appreciate that.
Sorry about
that. But you kind of screwed up.
Oof, it hurt.
You kind of screwed that up.
Hurt my head, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of rung my bell a little bit.
Ring the bell?
Mm-hmm.
Ring the bell. I can ring your bell.
Speaking of which, it's almost...
I know. We got to give it away.
I was talking about the alarm for the push-ups.
You know, oh, I see. Are we doing that still? Congratulations to our winner today, Cat74 Poutine. You have won Reigns Game of Thrones on Steam.
Dude, Cat Poutine?
Cat Poutine.
Is that poutine made out of cat's milk or what?
I don't know, and
it's
I don't...
It's horrifying.
I like to just...
Like,
imagine what the poutine
think of
is.
All the different things it could be.
Think of everything it could be. Think of everything we could have been before we started this company.
Congrats, Cat Poutine.
Could have been everything. Of course, if you guys want to get entered to win the game every day, we do. We give away a game every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames during the morning show. You can be in the Twitch chat just like Cat74 Poutine was. You can be a Twitch subscriber. You can also back us on either of our Patreons at patreon.com/kindoffunny. And patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Now, before I go into the rest of the tips, I want to take a moment to tell you about Amazon Prime. That's right. You got Amazon Prime because you're too damn lazy, just like me, to leave your house. You don't have to leave your house anymore. Amazon has drones that will one day take us over. But until then, we'll just keep paying into Amazon so that they can do all the research on these drones. And then once they take us over, we'll be like, damn, we brought this upon ourselves. Until that happens, though, Amazon Prime gives you one free Twitch Prime subscription. And we'd like that very much to go to us. If it's not going to go to us, however, give it to someone worth their salt. Give it to one of the people in our community that's streaming. Not Andy, though. Don't give it to Andy. Give it to Sancho West. Give it to Snowbike Mike. Give it to Fiona. Give it to anyone I've backed because I pick winners. Or you can give it to us. We appreciate you.
But not Andy.
Just not Andy. We just simply don't have time for that. Going into the rest of the tips, Ron said pork chop sandwiches. We already read that. Trots. Cole says, hey guys, first time catching the morning show live. Started watching after Greg visited Battle Creek, and it's safe to say I'm addicted to the morning show and GOG. So thanks so much for everything you guys do. Thanks, Trots. We appreciate you.
Thanks for that. $5.
Waylander90 said, it gave us another 500 cheers and said, just some more money because you're cute.
Thanks.
We appreciate that.
Thanks.
All right, that's it. We're calling tips. It is 11:55. No, let's go into the chat right now.
Real quick, all sorts of sports. Derrick Rose scored 50 points last night, and he cried, and it was emotional.
Was that a lot? Is that a lot of points?
So, yeah.
Are we proud of that?
Oh my God, yeah, 50 is insane.
It sounds like you could go more.
No, the thing about Derrick Rose, though, Nick, is that he won an MVP in 2011. He won MVP in 2011.
He has one arm and one eye.
And he's been getting hurt every year since. Like, he's just been injury-cursed. Torn ACL. Torn this. Torn that. Guy almost like quit basketball at one point. Scored 50 last night. They won. He cried. It was awesome. His whole team was like all over him.
They all jumped on him and then all of his legs broke.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That would suck.
Yeah, torn ACL, MCL, PCL.
Just tore them all.
Mm-hmm.
All of his legs broke.
Let's see.
All 8 of them.
Going into the chat, Brandon said, Nick is already tired. How is he going to survive Extra Life? That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that question. I can't figure out if there's a substance out there that may or may not keep me so jacked up that I'll just keep going forward. You know, I feel like Rocky Balboa right now, ladies and gentlemen.
You keeping track of this caffeine intake?
I feel like Rocky Balboa, everyone, before I was so fucking rudely interrupted. by someone who does not deserve your free Amazon Prime money. Because Rocky once said, it's not how hard you can get hit, it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And he said that in Rocky V. That's right, Rocky Balboa.
I think he said get back up.
No. Just keep moving forward. You'd think he said get back up, but it's not. It was a weird quote. I was like, I think. Now I gotta check that.
I think.
Did he say I like get back up?
I think he said get back up. Yeah.
Not how hard you can get hit.
Andy, why would you interrupt this beautiful moment he was having? Now he's researching.
You can rewatch it.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're fucking ghost. Go screw yourself.
Yeah, go screw
keep
yourself.
Moving forward? Is that
yeah,
the, is
keep it? Moving forward. Here, listen. We're going to listen to it right now. I'm not even going to give it to Kevin.
Okay.
What's up? What's up?
Oh, you got it right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The mountain
up here in well, no. Now you got to. I have to prove you wrong and shame you.
Yeah, let's watch this ad first.
Well, I mean, like, talk to the chat a little bit. Let me tell you something anyway. You already know.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows.
Good advice.
It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently.
Once you're on your knees, lots of fun stuff
you,
can happen.
Me or nobody.
Like what?
Is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
Damn, he made you look like a bitch. You definitely don't deserve any Amazon Prime.
I'm just saying, you guys want to back a winner? Three-time champion of Kinda Funny World Championship. Best friends with Johnny Ace. Longest running Kinda Funny World Champion in the history of this fucking sport.
That's true. That's true.
I am the champion now. Will I defend my championship on Saturday? It depends on what Greg has planned for me. I don't plan these things.
Yeah.
I just go. I don't like to clutter up my brain with stupid shit like strategic planning or trying to make the show any better than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
I just come in and win. That's why this show is great. That's why this is the greatest show on the internet. That's why you're the greatest co-host on the internet. That's why Kevin's the greatest producer on the internet. That's the greatest camera. That fan fucking sucks. That is the worst fan ever made.
It does suck. It sucks. You're that's very true.
But this show is awesome. Let's keep talking to the chat.
Why does the fan suck?
It's just so
it's inconsistent.
Dinky.
Yeah.
Every time I go to lift it, it comes apart. That's really why I don't like it. Also, it'd be cooler if it responded to vocal cues. Fan on.
I can set that up if you really want it.
A lot of people dropping really. The commish emotes. We'll see what Greg has planned. You know, like for me, when I won the belt at RTX, immediately Greg was like, let's put it back up on the line. Cool.
Actually, that was the commissioner's decision.
No.
Also, you didn't legally win it because you didn't hold it for a week. That's the rules.
I slept with it. There's all of my liquids all over it, Nick. So.
Lord.
That explains why it tastes so good.
Thanks for watching, guys. We appreciate you tuning in.
Perfect way to end it. We'll be back tomorrow morning, everyone. 11 a.m. PT for some more of this, whatever the show is today.
I don't know. It was a weird show, man.
I had a great time.
You did great.
Thank you.
I wasn't there to support you. Chad,
you're back tomorrow, aren't you? Aren't you on the show with me tomorrow?
Thank God, no.
Who's on the show with me tomorrow?
Greg.
Greg?
And he'll take over the show and fucking walk all over you like he always does.
He always does. Well, until tomorrow, we'll see what happens, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. I love you. Remember, if you're watching this, let us know in the chat below what you think of Bad Boys for Life. Should they have spelled it with a 4 just because it's cooler? Or would that have been really confusing because there was, in fact, no Bad Boys 3?
Yeah.
Only you can answer that
Very
in
weird
the chat.
Mixed messaging.
I love you all. I'll see you tomorrow. Kevin, please cut the feed.